7:32 the time, 28 minutes shy of 8 o'clock, and welcome to the Mornings with Ed Show. It's a Thursday edition. As I mentioned at the top of the program, he's busy at 8 o'clock. He has the chamber breakfast this morning at 8 o'clock, but we are delighted to get him early this morning. Our mayor steps in for a conversation. Mayor Bob Whalen with us. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great. I'm just looking out here at a cloudless sky and thinking, you know, spring is here.
Oh, it feels so good. And you know, it's that warm sun finally hitting your face for the first time in several months, really. It's a good feeling this morning. It looks beautiful out there. So I asked everyone to enjoy the day if they possibly can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I know you're busy. I know you have something at 8 o'clock, so I'll jump right into it. A couple of days ago, there were rumors flying, and then we found out that something is happening at Hotel Laguna. Can you tell us anything about that situation at Hotel Laguna?
Well, I've got a meeting later this morning with some individuals who say they've now taken control of the properties that at the Hotel Laguna and other properties that Mo Honaker had previously been, managing and directing. So I'm going to, I guess we'll learn more. I think there's a dispute between Mr. Honaker and these new, business partners of his who've said they've now, under the agreements between themselves and Mo, have taken over control of the properties, and my understanding is they, are changing management companies. They've changed the locks at the hotel, but I think it's back, I'm told it's back open, the restaurant's back open. So we'll have to see what will play out in this obviously a business dispute between some partners here.
Right. So,
That's where it sits, as far as I know.
And would that change the relationship between the hotel and the city?
Well, we've got to figure out who's in charge, because, you know, whoever is in charge is the one that will need to process through the remaining permits to, complete the renovation of that hotel. So, there's still permits to be obtained there. So it will will change who we're dealing with if, in fact, you know, these new individuals are in charge as they say they are. So we're going to just have to, you know, work through it all and figure out, who the right parties are to process the permits for that property and any of the other properties that, that Mo Honaker had previously been running.
Right. And final question on this. You definitely don't want the city to become involved in a tug of war between the two parties.
No, it's not our role to get involved in that at all. We just want to, we will, as we would for any property owner, process permits through for the rightful owner. So we've got to, we'll just work through that. I know our city attorney will be involved in looking at the legal documentation that these new individuals have, presented to say that they're now in charge and running it, and we'll make sure we're, as I say, processing whatever we need to process for the rightful owner of the properties.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the clarity there. We appreciate that. Something I'm not sure that you can answer this question. City Attorney Phil Cohn reported that during the closed session, the council voted unanimously to retain independent counsel regarding the item related to significant exposure to litigation against the city. And the vote was 4-0, with council member Weiss recusing under protest. Did he actually want to vote on a matter that directly involves him?
I rarely do this, Ed, and I think you know that over the 4 or 5 years we've been talking together, but that is a closed session item. I really cannot comment any further on beyond what the city attorney had to say.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. And yes, you have answered every question I've ever asked you over the course of the last 5 years, and I do appreciate that and will respect that. Let's talk about the lifeguard tower on West Street Beach. A citizen suggested that a plaque be the alternative that notes the history of the gay community instead of the planned Pride Tower on West Street Beach. Is this something the council would revisit?
Well, I need to meet with the Mark Puente, who was commenting from the other night. As I said, I would. He's apparently, based on his comments, met with the other four council members. I've not discussed it further with any of them, but I'm not hearing from any of them who've met so far that there's an interest in revisiting this. But I'll sit down and talk with him, and we'll see. We'll see if there's any action to be taken, but right now there doesn't seem to be a groundswell to reconsider it.
Okay, all right. We started this with rumors swirling. There's also been rumors swirling about Laguna Beach Mission Hospital closing. And regarding the hospital, City Manager Sheree Dupuy advised that the executive director of the hospital indicated to her that there are no immediate plans. And that the executive director assured the city that the hospital is still going to provide a presentation at a future council meeting. Not sure when, but that presentation is going to happen. And you stated that the hospital has assured the city that they'd be transparent and advised that it would cost $300 million to renovate the hospital tower to bring it up to building code requirements, which the hospital's not going to do. Where might that leave us?
Well, I we're going to have to see. I think Providence is undergoing a complete relook at their two campuses at the Mission Hospital and at Laguna. And it's a slow process. You know, I think it's going to be a multi-year process. They're at the very beginning of it. I've been assured that there are no, you know, immediate decisions that are going to further change, you know, the services that are at the hospital. They honestly don't know. At least they're telling us they don't know what services ultimately will continue to be provided at the Laguna Beach campus. So, you know, we're going to need to listen to them, work with them, tell them what's important to us to be maintained at the campus. And, you know, as you heard the other night, there's as there has been for many decades, there's, you know, a passion in the community about making sure, in particular, you know, an emergency room capability remain at that campus. So I think they're on their own timeline. You know, we asked to expedite a hearing with the council, and they're just not there yet. They just say, we're not ready to, we don't have enough to share. We don't have enough analysis other than to tell you that there's not going to be any immediate change. This is, you know, as I say, this is going to be a multi-year process for them to reevaluate the two campuses and what the mix of services is going to be between Laguna and Mission. So all we can do is, you know, remain vigilant, hear what they have to say, and then, as I say, make clear what's important to our community to maintain at that campus.
Okay. Thank you for that. A couple of more questions before I let you go. You and I spoke last week about the horrific school shooting in Tennessee, and I asked the question, would it ever be possible, or is it likely that we would just station school resource officers permanently at each of the schools here in town, elementary, junior high, and high school? And you've requested that the SRO topic be added to the agenda for the joint meeting with the school district. What would you expect from them?
Well, I think we're going to, I talked briefly with the superintendent and a couple of the board members, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to have a topic that really is school safety, so we can hear what the school district is doing on their end, you know, what we're currently, how our SRO officer is currently deployed. So I think we need to talk through the topic. I don't think their immediate reaction was we need, you know, SROs at every school posted up all day. So I think the important thing is for the council and the district board to talk through the issue of school safety, see what the experts think, meaning, you know, the superintendent and principals at the district and our police department, and see what makes sense and where we go, or whether we are safe the way we are with what they're all the programs that they put in place, which is much more than just the SRO. There's much more they do from a school safety standpoint. So So it'll be an interesting topic to discuss. I think, believe that joint meeting is now due to some inability of everyone to get together later this month. I think it's now set for June 6th.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And we will definitely keep an eye on that. And I do appreciate a follow-up on that when it happens. Finally, before I let you go, we also last week spoke about artist housing and workspace units. The council carried unanimously a 5-0 vote to appoint council members Mark Orgill and Alex Ranaghi to a subcommittee to participate with staff in developing strategies for artist housing and workspace units. That might even include a public-private partnership. Ideally, as you think about this in your head, what does it look like, and is there a timeline?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what it will look like, because that's going to be something that Mark and Alex are really focused on. I think that, you know, as Alex said the other night, I don't think anyone's proposing or looking at city ownership of artists' work, live spaces, or housing. I think, a city financial contribution to a housing trust that might be set up, or a city contribution, to a public-private partnership might unfold, could be an alternative. There are other that's sort of project-focused. I mean, there are other types of programs that we could look at, or possibly would be looked at, I think, which would be, are there rent subsidies that the city could provide through some kind of revolving fund, or there are things that we can do in terms of changes to our land use regulations, as some people have suggested, to legalize non-conforming units, perhaps intensify density at some locations to allow for more units or workspaces at a particular location. So I think there's a whole menu of things that can and will be looked at. I believe both Alex and Mark are going to be very thorough, which leads me to say I have no idea what the timeline is.
Okay. And again, thank you for finding creative ways to help the creative community. I'm sure the community appreciates that. And I'm sure the community appreciates the fact that you were willing to get up early and come in and talk with us this morning. I know you're busy, and we really appreciate your time with us.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great day.
You as well, Mayor Whalen. We'll talk to you soon. 7:45 the time.